Bookstores big and small have been closing across the city in recent years due to the growth of online sales, but the latest one to be in trouble has the benefit of public outrage. WNYC's Arun Venugopal looks at the effort to save St. Mark's.
When St. Mark's Bookshop first opened in 1977, the rent was $375 a month, and the poet Allen Ginsberg was a regular. CBGB, not far off, was in its heyday, and the local art and film scenes were surging.
The East Village at that time was having a renaissance, and we were benefiting from that.
Terry McCoy is one of the store's founders. He says the rent is now $20,000 a month. McCoy and his partner, Tom Content, are asking their landlord for a monthly rent reduction of $5,000. Sales have dipped by 35% in the last 3 years, and they don't think they can survive without lowering their overhead.
I want to make the point that we're important to the community. And that we're an important cultural institution.
McCoy says he's asked for a rent reduction before, without much success. But that was before the store's financial problems went public. An online petition called Save the St. Mark's Bookshop, started by a local resident, is adding thousands of names by the day, prompting debate about what the East Village stands for.
No, this is a totally important bookstore. I've spent my entire professional life in touch with it.
Poet Alice Notley was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in 1999. She's been browsing the aisles of the store for years and is fiercely protective of it. She says online booksellers lack the basic humanity of brick-and-mortar shops. This one, at the corner of 3rd Avenue and 9th Street, is actually clad in brick, with 2,700 square feet of bookshelves stocking literary fiction, cultural theory, and self-published poetry.
These are my friends. You don't have friends online. They say you do, but you don't, do you?
The landlord in this case is Cooper Union, hardly your typical college. It's one of the few in the country that offers all its students full scholarships. It relies mostly on real estate revenue to fund itself. Real estate experts like David Nguyen think Cooper Union could get even more than $20,000 a month for the space. He says rent reductions aren't unusual these days, but tend to be short-term agreements. Nguyen argues that, like other businesses, bookstores have become outdated.
60 years ago, 70 years ago, you had these guys selling pickles on every single corner in Manhattan. There's a pickle cart everywhere. Now there's only three of them left.
For some supporters of St. Mark's, the ideal solution would be for every person signing the petition to simply buy more books there. Terry McCoy thinks all the buzz has already helped a little, and he says he's optimistic about the store's future.
I think that the economy is the main culprit. And I think when the economy comes back, the book business is going to come back.
Cooper Union wouldn't say whether it's open to reducing the store's rent, simply noting in an email that it has worked with St. Mark's for years and is meeting with the owners. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.
That meeting took place yesterday, but no word yet on whether St. Mark's will get the rent decrease.